since this week we're going to start saying the Saint Talamato Levracha in Shemoneh Esrei. It's December 4th this week.
Why is it 4th or 5th?
Oh, let's get to the whole thing. So therefore we'll try to go over some of the halachas that are nogea to that. First of all, a lot of people don't understand why is it that Mashva Ruach Umar Nageshem we start mentioning right away, right, on Sukkot, during the rainy season. Really, we would start it even the first day of Sukkot, but we don't want to mention rain during Sukkot because it's not a good omen to get rain on Sukkot. Okay, so then we wait a while and we don't start asking for rain. Now, let me just explain. In the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we say Mashiv Aruach Umayir Hageshem. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings wind and brings rain. But we're not actually asking for rain in that prayer. We're just mentioning the godless of Hashem, that Hashem brings rain. But we're not actually asking for it. We're just being Meshabeach. Because you're not allowed to ask for things in the first three brachos. Right? So later on, in Shemoneh Esrei, we start asking for the rain. So the question is, why do we only start asking for the rain now? Why don't we start asking for it right after Sukkot? Number one. Number two is, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, they start asking for it even earlier. Zayin Cheshvan, which is 2 weeks after Sukkot. So why do they wait 2 weeks? What's going on over here? So you know why we wait 2 weeks? What? Oh, because the people came to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel for Olei Regel. So if we start asking for rain, it's not nice. The people in Eretz Yisrael, okay, start rain, and as they're walking back, it's going to rain on them. So we don't want it to rain on them. So therefore, we wait 2 weeks. So Frechter Chaim Kanievsky. So if that's true, so we should stop asking for rain 2 weeks before Pesach, because they've got to start coming to Eretz Yisrael. Oh yeah? Oh. So Chaim said, no. Because when you're leaving Eretz Yisrael, it's depressing, it's sad. You're not going to want to come, you're not going to want to leave if it's raining. So therefore, we don't ask for rain. But when you come to Eretz Yisrael, it says, Beveis Elokim, Nahalich Beragesh. We should go to the Beis Elokim with regesh, which literally means with emotion. But he said it means it's Roshi Tevos. Biragesh means be with regesh is ruach geshem sheleg. That even if you go to Eretz Yisrael, when you're going to Eretz Yisrael to visit, you'll go even if there's rain. So it's not going to. Yeah, you're excited. Except for we don't stop early, but we go early. That's what Reb Chaim said.
On the way home, we don't want to start praying for rain. On the way home, there, you know it's going to rain. So what do you mean? You should stop praying. You're going with the knowledge that it's already raining.
Right. Okay, that's true also.
Practical.
Fine. So now we start in Chutz Laaretz, we wait longer, and we start asking for rain now, December 4th, by night. And the reason for that is because it's 60 days from the beginning of the Tkufa, which means from the equinox. Right? Yeah. It's 60 days from the equinox, when the Tkufa starts, and therefore that's when we start. Okay, now, by the way, someone asked the Shaila to see Pesach Frank, what about in places that the rainy season is after Pesach, not after Sukkot, in the southern hemisphere? What? Well, here, what are you here?
Miami, it rains in the summer.
That's true. Also, they asked him about places in the southern hemisphere, that the summer is during the winter here, right? Australia, South America. So maybe there, when the winter starts, which is after Pesach, they should start asking for Saint Talamata. Asking for rain. So he says, no, you go after Eretz Yisrael. But
when you're asking asking for rain. You're not asking for rain for here. You're asking for rain in Eretz Yisrael, right?
It's a big question. Even if you're asking for rain here, but we go after what the nusach is in Eretz Yisrael. Now, here's
but
a question.
Kavan, is it for rain here or for rain there?
I think for rain wherever you need it. It's for your parnasa. It's for Klai Yisrael to have parnasa. So it's wherever they are. Okay, now. Sorry, okay. Now, what's the halacha? A person, so again, what you're doing is, you're mentioning the rain in the beginning, and then you ask for rain in Baruch Aleinu, right? You ask, the same Talmata Levracha. What happens if you forget the same Talmata Levracha? So what do you have to do? You have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Is there any way to save yourself? You forget in Baruch Aleinu. What do? To go back to Baruch Aleinu, right? You went to Baruch Aleinu, then you started Hashiva Shofteinu, the next bracha, whatever, to Kaba Shofar, and you forgot. So what do? You go back to Baruch Aleinu, or you have any other savior? So you know, Alan, you know what the halacha is?
We never forget. We don't have
the halacha. You never forget. The halacha is that you could say in Shema Koleinu. Because what's the whole idea of Shema Koleinu? Is you're asking Hashem to... You're asking Hashem for all sorts of all your needs. So one of your needs is rain. So you're allowed to ask Hashem for rain. In the middle of Shema Koleinu.
You have to say that Nusach of the same Talmud.
Yeah. So if you have a sitter, so it says, here, you have a sitter there? So it says, here, look, Alan, let me show you this. So it says, so over here, Mefanech Makir, come out to Shivenu, and right here, Vesein Talmud of Levracha. Continue. Just right in the middle there, you say Vesein Talmud to Levracha.
If you forget.
Yeah. Now, ask a better question. Right here. Are you allowed to, what about if you forget Mashav Aruch Morid Hageshem? Are you also allowed to throw it in over here? You're not allowed to. Why? Because Mashav Aruch Morid Hageshem is not a bakasha. You're not asking Hashem for anything. You're just being Meshabeach Hashem. So it doesn't belong in Shema Koleinu. Shema Koleinu is when you're asking Hashem for things. So therefore, you can throw in V'sein Talamata. But you can't throw in Mashav Aruach. You got it? So you're supposed to say Mashav Aruach over here.
Where's Shema Koleinu?
All the way here. They come out to Shivenu. So here you can ask for things. So one of the things you can ask for is the same Talmud to Levracha.
So, but it's over here.
I'm saying if you forgot to say it here.
Oh, okay.
If you forget, then you got to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? Now, here's a Shaila in the Lomdis. Okay? You want to hear some Lomdis now? Yeah? Okay, here's some Lomdis. Not Halacha L'maisa, but it is Halacha L'maisa. But there's Lomdis here. The Shaila is like this. There's a Machlokes in Tosfos. What is always the Pshat in, let's say, Yalav Yavo? Is the Pshat in Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh? Is the Pshat that it's really the Shmoneh on Rosh Chodesh? Shmoneh Esrei is the regular Shmoneh Esrei. Just as also a Halacha, you're supposed to say Yalav Yavo. Or no. The Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh is a different Shmoneh Esrei altogether. So that if you didn't say Yalav Yavo, it's like you didn't say Shmoneh Esrei at all. Or it's like you said Shmoneh Esrei, it's just you didn't say Yalav Yavo. So why? So you're thinking to yourself, Rabbi, stop with your esoteric, you know, questions. What's the nafkamina? Who cares? So the nafkamina is like this, very simple. If a person, this is a Shailan Taisus, it's a Geshmak Shaila. Listen to the Shaila. Like this. A guy forgets Monday, Friday is Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Friday by Mincha, he davens Shemoneh Esrei, and he forgets Yalav Yavo at Mincha. So you gotta repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But he doesn't remember that he forgot Yalav Yavo until after Maariv. So it's already Shabbos. So should he say Maariv twice? Should he say Maariv twice? It doesn't even matter that it's Shabbos, but the point is, should he say Maariv twice? Why? Because it's like he wasn't Yotzei Mincha, right? But it depends how you understand it. If you say that on Rosh
Chodesh, did he daven Mincha or did he just not say Yalav Yavo?
He davened without Yalav Yavo.
without Yalav.
So that's how you're supposed to go back.
So it depends. If Pshat and Yalav Yavu is that Rosh Chodesh is a new type of Shemoneh Esrei. If you don't say Yalav Yavu, you didn't say Shemoneh Esrei properly. So then it's like you didn't daven, and you got to repeat it at night because you missed it. But if
But without Yalav Yavu,
it doesn't matter because you got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But if the Pshat is you davened already, it's just you didn't say Yalav Yavu, but it's a good Shemoneh Esrei. It's just you didn't do the extra mitzvah of saying Yalav Yavu. So comes the nighttime, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. You're not going to say Yalav Yavu anyway. So what would be the purpose in davening again? Shemoneh Esrei, I davened. Yalav Yavu, I didn't say, but I'm not going to say now either. So what's the point?
So
that's what I'm saying. That depends how you understand the addition of Yalav Yavu and Shemoneh Esrei. Do you understand the two possibilities? Okay, so that's the question. So the question is, so we hold Halach Lamaisa, I think, that we hold that you would not repeat it. Because it's not part of Shemoneh Esrei. Or I don't know if we hold like that Lamaisa, but what do we hold Lamaisa? Okay, anyway, the question is, what? No, maybe with the mice we hold that you do. I'm trying to remember where it would be though. Hold on a second, let me just double check what we hold the mice. No, that doesn't go into this, but. Can't really talk so much. Thank you.
Doctor told him not to talk. He's whispering. Should we?
You want to go to the other room? Maybe it's quieter. What?
Let's go in the other room. The rabbi won't have to
compete. Okay, so let's go in there. I just want to. No, we're going to the other room. Come, Shmuel, we're going to go to the other room. That's it, we're making macha. Yeah, but not yet. 9 o'clock they start. So, let's... Yeah, we can go...
They'll be set enough.
What?
What time does your class start?
They start 9 o'clock, so we're good.
Here.
Oh, they need that table? So let's go back here. They're right here.
There's the chair.
Okay, good. Perfect. This is much easier. Okay. So now...
We also get an extra person at the same time. Bear, you want to pull your chair?
Okay,
now
so now...
we get extra students by doing this.
Oh, so this is the Shiloh. We started in there, but I couldn't continue in there.
It's too loud. It's too loud in that Rabbi Yosef's voice.
So now, the Shiloh is, what's by... much better. What's by the same Talmud Makta L'Bracha? Do you... So what would you say? Would you think that the same time the bracha is like a new halacha that in the winter, aside from the regular Shmoneh Esrei, you also have to add in a new bakasha for rain? Or is the pshat no? The same time the bracha in the winter, there's a different type of Shmoneh Esrei. They were mistaken that in the winter, there's two Shmoneh Esrei during the course of the year. In the summer, it's this type of Shmoneh Esrei. In the winter, it's that type of Shmoneh Esrei. Or no, Shmoneh Esrei the whole year is one thing. Just in the winter, there's a new halacha. Aside from the regular Shmoneh Esrei, you also have to ask for rain. So the nafkamina is going to be, let's say, Friday afternoon, same thing. Let's say Friday afternoon, a person forgot to say the Talmud Levracha in Mincha. So he has to preach Shmoneh Esrei. He doesn't remember until Shabbos. Shabbos, he's not going to be able to say the same Talmud anyway. So now, if it's like he didn't daven, he's got to say two ma'arvs on Shabbos. But it's like he did daven, it's just he forgot for saying Talmud Torah, so then what's it going to help him to daven again at night? At night he's not going to say for saying Talmud Torah anyway, because it's Shabbos. So is it like he totally botched up the Shmoneh Esrei, right? Or it's, no, it's, you said a good Shmoneh Esrei, you just forgot the same Talmud Torah Levracha. So now what's the halacha? So this is a machlokes. So you think that you have a clear proof. I think if I was you, I would think that I have a clear proof to one of these possibilities, that it's clearly not part of the Shmoneh Esrei. Shall I tell you my proof? Because how is it that you're allowed to say it over again in Shema Koleinu? If it's part of Shmoneh Esrei, you got to say it in the bracha that it's in.
You don't say Shema Koleinu Friday night.
Exactly. I mean, you don't start adding in things in Shema Koleinu, right?
Is it Mashiro? It's
Yeah, it's part of the bracha, the same bracha. Saying bracha, I'll put it in the winter, saying talamata levracha. That's it. You can't just, oh, I didn't say it here, I'll say it there. It sounds like.
You can do that, like if you forget Yalei V'Yavo, you could go back.
I know, but you can't just, if I forgot Kipshuta, if I forgot Refa'inu, I forgot to say, you know, half the bracha. I don't.
You could say by Shema Koleinu also, you do have though, you could add in.
But even parts that are essential, even a part which is essential to the bracha itself, if you forget it, you could just add it in Shema Koleinu? I guess so.
Wasn't that the whole point? The whole, like, Nusach Svar and Ashkenaz are different in certain things. It's like the beginning part and the end part, that's like the core.
Okay, so is the same to El Matar, is not like a core part of Baruch Aleinu. So you could add it in later. So the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah says, you see from this halacha, that if, let's say, his example is that there's two parts to the bracha of Tekah B'Shofar Gadol. It says, Tekah B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheiruseinu. Okay, but you didn't say, V'Saneis L'Kabitz Gadol Yoseinu. You know, there's two parts. Tekah B'Shofar Gadol means blow in the shofar to for our freedom. But you didn't say, Kabitz Gadol Yoseinu, bring everyone from all the corners of the world. You forgot to say that. You're allowed to throw that line in Shema Koleinu. So if you forget an essential part of the bracha, you're allowed to throw it in Shema Koleinu.
And if you
didn't? Then you got to repeat Shema Esrei. Okay? So, anyway, so that's the story. So I'll tell you a very Gishmaka case that brings out this point. Shalos like this. A guy, it was Rosh Chodesh. Let's say next month, Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And he davened Shmoneh Esrei, right? And he forgot Yalei V'Yavo. Okay?
Day.
He forgot Yalei V'Yavo. He repeats Shmoneh Esrei, right? But in the next Shmoneh Esrei, right? He said Yalei V'Yavo, but he forgot V'Sein Talmud Matta Levracha this time.
Oh, no.
So now, does he have to say a third Shmoneh Esrei, right? And make sure he says both V'Sein Talmud, because he's like all paying attention, okay, I gotta say Yalei V'Yavo, and then he forgot V'Sein Talmud Matta Levracha. So now, does he have to say a third Shmoneh Esrei, where he makes sure he says V'Sein Talmud Matta Levracha and Yalei V'Yavo? Look at the luach. So what's halacha? This is not a luach question. This is in the stipler. The stipler talks about it. So he says it depends on this. If you say that it's not a good Shmoneh Esrei, so he never got a good, this guy didn't get a good Shmoneh Esrei in the door yet. He never got one good one. But if you say really the Shmoneh Esrei is the core Shmoneh Esrei. All the additional stuff is just during the course of the day. You got to make sure you get that stuff in. So good. So I have one Shmoneh Esrei. I got in V'Sein Talmud Matta. I got one Shmoneh Esrei. I got in Yalei V'Yavo. And now I'm good. So it really depends how you understand when you're adding on to Yalei V'Yavo. What are you doing?
And it has to be part of a complete Shmoneh Esrei.
Right. Is the right, exactly. You can't. What you can't say Yalei V'Yavo. I don't know it.
It's like a counterpart contract.
Yeah, I hear all the mashalim. I'm saying, but it's anyway. So it's a big shafik. It's a big suffix. What would be in such a case? It's an interesting geshmaka case.
Just having one mincha and do the same talmud or the same bracha and one geshmaka line for Shabbos.
You could, but
third time will also mess it.
Right. I always say over that joke that they say that there was a city that I said I told you there's a city that was looking for a rav. In a shtetl in Europe. So they had one Litvish Rav, one Litvish guy, and one Hasidish guy came for a prava. So the Litvish guy gets there, and he starts giving a whole pilpul about what's the halacha if you forget Yalei V'Yavo, and it's Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, this, the whole thing, the whole pilpul. and he really is impressive. You know, he impresses the crowd with his whole thing. So I figure the next guy that comes, they're going to ask him, what's the halacha in this case? And they'll see if his pilpul matches this guy's pilpul. So he gets the chassidic guy comes and he says, okay, so what's the halacha in this case? This thing is, so the hard child is like, he doesn't know the answer. He's trying to figure out what should he do. So anyway, so he says, I don't know, but if I come to the shul, you're going to be so into davening, you're never going to forget anything anyway. It doesn't matter. So,
And he got hired,
yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so the point is, okay, so these are all halachas, what happens if you forget v'sein talmata. If you're paying attention, you shouldn't really forget it. But okay, so basically, again, so the halacha is... Okay, so the halacha is like this. So December 4th, by night, we start saying in Ma'ariv v'sein talmata l'vracha. Then... if you forget it in Baruch Aleinu, you could still catch yourself by Shema Koleinu. After Shema Koleinu, before Ritzei, you could say it right there before you start Ritzei. You're saying Talmud Matel Vracha. After you start Ritzei, then you have no hope. You got to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Okay, so you can't rely on Shema Koleinu. You can't say, well, I could have said it in Shema Koleinu, so if I missed it, let me just go back to Shema Koleinu. No, you got to go all the way back to Baruch Aleinu. Shlomo Zalman's Mesupik, what happens if you went back to Baruch Aleinu and then you forgot again? So can you now rely on Shema Koleinu the second time?
No. That's what's forget to go back?
Well, what's his answer? What's the Shlomo Zalman's
answer? Forget to say it again.
I don't know, you can play ping pong all day, I don't know. So the
forget to go back and beat it.
What?
How far can you forget? Like till Yodoratan, Alhanatar?
No, okay. Then if you went back, if you remember before you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you could go back to Baruch Aleinu. If you remember after you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you gotta start all over again. What's called finishing Shemoneh Esrei? So what's finishing Shemoneh Esrei is the last time you say Yul Ratzon. If you said Yul Ratzon in Reifi Vegan Libel Fanecha, even before you say Oseh Shalom, before you take three steps back, he's already finished Shemoneh Esrei, and if after Yul Ratzon, you're done. You got to go all the way back. Okay. Now, there is a suffix. What happens if you forget the first night or whatever? But basically, we pass in that you have to go back no matter what. Okay. Now, one thing that comes up a lot, it's not Nogea to us anymore, is what happens if you were in Eretz Yisrael between Zion Cheshvan, which is when they started Eretz Yisrael, and now, what's the story? When do you say it? Don't you say it? Because you live in Chutz Lartz, but you're in Eretz Yisrael now. But it's not so negiah to discuss the halachas, but just to remember, because two people that were in Eretz Yisrael and came back, they're like, by the way, we didn't ask to what to do, but what should we have done? And they both did the wrong thing. So I'll just say the halacha. The halacha is that you should say in Shema Koleinu, lechatchila, because you shouldn't change the nusach to the bracha if you're not living there.
So here, if they came to visit.
Same thing both ways. So in other words, if... Well, it depends on a lot of details if you're going to make it back in time, whatever. But more or less, the halacha is that you say in Shema Koleinu. Okay, so it's just the ilm should know the halacha is coming up this week of saying Talmud Levracha. What the halachas are. But anyway, let's, now we can go back to where we were holding. We're holding in the brachas of Kriya Shema and Shema. So we're talking about the kavanah you're supposed to have in this first bracha of Shema. So l'maisa. The first bracha of Shema is probably the most important pasuk. It's like the only thing that if you go around, you know, everyone knows this is Kabbalah Sol Machu Shemaim. This is the main thing. So you have to be mechavin, and it's me'akiv. Me'akiv means you're not yotze if you don't have the proper kavana in the first pasuk. So before you start Shema, you should have kavana that I'm being yotze the mitzvah of Shema. But after the first pasuk, after, when you say, during the first pasuk, you should be having mind that I am accepting upon myself that Hashem is the King. O Malchus Shemaim. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a suffix, very interesting. What?
You do before
Shema. Also, well, it's the Pirush HaMilim. It's during, yeah. I mean, when I say this pasuk, I mean, Mekabel O Malchus Shemaim. Rav Shlomo Zalman is Mesupik. If, let's say, a person knows the idea, this pasuk is Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim. But he doesn't know why this pasuk is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. You understand what I'm saying? He knows this is the secret pasuk. If I say this right, I'm accepting that Hashem is the King, Hashem is in charge. But Lemaisa, he doesn't know why does this equal that. He can't read it into the pasuk. Like sometimes you ask, do homework with my kids. So, yeah, okay, in this pasuk Yaakov Avinu dies. Can you read it? No, he has no idea. How does this pasuk tell you that? But they know that that's what it says in the pasuk, right? So, same thing here. What happens if you know that this pasuk of Shema is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, but you don't know why? Shema Zalman is Mesopik, if that's good enough.
It's good enough for kids, you know.
What?
It's good enough for the kids.
What, to get to pass the test?
Yeah.
Well, it depends what the question is. So, therefore, I think it's kedai to go through the pasuk just so we should know what it means. Okay? Because otherwise we have this sophic of Shema Zalman. So, Shema Yisrael means to listen, but really it means more to listen. If you look in the Targum, Unkelus, many times, it happens to be here, it does not mean that, but it doesn't say that. But very often, when it says the word Shema, which means listen, it really means to be Mekabel, to accept. So what are we accepting? That Hashem is Elokeinu, who's Elokeinu, is Hashem Echad. Means to say that Hashem is the Hayahu Vevihiyeh, and Hayahu Vevihiyeh means Hashem is created everything. Okay, he created the world and he continues to create the world. Elokeinu means he continues to create the world. So there's two points. One is that Hashem created the world. So he's the force that created the world. But he's also Elokeinu, which means he's the force which continues to run the world and continues to create and keep the world going. So those koiches are Echad. Echad doesn't just mean one, but Echad means the only one. Means there's two points in Echad. One is that it's Achdus Hashem, means it's all Hashem. Everything that you see is all coming from Hashem, but also there's nothing else except for Hashem. So Achdus means he's one, but it means he's the only one. He's the only koach in the Bria. So now that he's the only koach in the Bria, I never said anything over here that I'm accepting to all Malchus Shemayim. I just said Hashem is one. So what does that have to do with me? Right? So the answer is obvious, is that, well, if Hashem created everything and he's the only koach in the Bria, and he created you, then you've got to figure out why he created you and what you're here for and do his ratzon. So really, essentially, what you're saying is Hashem is the melech and he's my melech. So some say, and I think the Ramban says, it's from the fact that we say Elokeinu. We don't say Hashem Elokim. We say Hashem Elokeinu, it means our God, so it means Hashem is ours. Okay, fine. That's just the pirush of the words.
So if you don't have this hanhaga when you say Shema, you're saying it's Mesopik.
Right, meaning you have to figure out how every word, Hashem means Hayahove V'yeh. Hashem created everything, as Elokeinu. And he runs the world, and therefore he's my God, and he's the only force in the Bria, and I'm accepting upon myself this koach. That's why, for example, in the Pasukim in Rosh Hashanah, davening, one of the Pasukim of Malchius is this Pasuk. So the question is, what's Malchius about? It doesn't say the word Melech. But it says Hashem is one. Hashem is the only thing. It's more than Melech. Right? Okay. So let's just go on. So, Maisa, so you say the words. It says you're supposed to be careful how you say the words. You know, there's a lot of things people know about. You know, but basically you have to be careful the way you say the words. In the Arch Kosider over here, so they have all these lines. You ever wonder what these lines are?
Which words?
All these lines.
Oh, yeah. What are they?
What?
So
you don't run one word into the next, because all these words are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch as places that if you don't stop there for a little bit, then you'll be running into the next word, and you'll like be what's it called in English? You're swallowing your words or whatever, connecting the words. So for example, here. Right. Vavaratem mehera, because otherwise vavaratem. Avaratem mehera, so you used one mem. Or here it says vavaratem. Where's a good example? Here. Visamtem es devarai eila. So why do you have to stop? Because if you don't stop, it sounds like visamtem es. So it sounds like you're saying is mace. Visamtem mace. Mace devarai eila. So it could sound like that it's dead. So you have to be careful, all the words, it doesn't change the meaning. So these lines are based on Shulchan Aruch. We're here also, Ukshatem Oysam, not Moysam. You're not talking about the death of anything. So that's brought down Shulchan Aruch to stop there. Okay, fine. Now, Hashem, okay, the last paragraph of Shema is Kabbalah, is remembering Sichas Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're supposed to remember Sichas Yetzias Mitzrayim, good. Then comes, also I forgot to mention, is part of Kabbalah Smach Hashem is Baruch Shem. So Shlomo Zalman says that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus is also part of Kabbalah Smach Hashem. You have to have Kavanah on that. So that's interesting also. Okay.
So why does it say we should say that in undertone?
Undertone? Keep going. So there's a big machlokes if we're supposed to say it or not. It's a Gemara.
We say it on
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur.
Right. Because it was a big machlokes. Because the Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu told his kids to say Baruch Shem, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't include it. So it seems to be a machlokes between Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu. Should you say Baruch Shem? This is spooky stuff.
Where?
It's a Gemara in Pesachim. So the Chazal say, what should we do? Who do we paskin like? We know how we paskin. There's a machlekes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. There's a machlekes between Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu. Who do you paskin? It's a tough one. I definitely wouldn't stick my nose in that one.
No.
So
it's like the mezuzah. We're putting on an angle because we don't know which way to go. Right? We make a compromise.
Right. That's what people say.
So by saying it silently, you're saying it, but you're not saying it.
Right.
So Chazal
say it in an undertone, so that you're saying it, but you keep it to yourself, so no one's going to get insulted. Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to get insulted because I'm keeping it quiet. Lahavdil kaviyachol, and Yaakov Avinu, okay, they're saying it.
And on Yom Kippur, we're forgiven for doing it wrong.
What?
We're doing it wrong, we're forgetting to pick up more people. So we can do it that one time.
Right. Because Yaakov, because on Yom Kippur, apparently, we're like Malachim. So Malachim say it out loud, because they're not, why would we say quietly? Because the idea is, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elohim Voed, is that the Kavod of Hashem's Malchus is so clear and apparent. But we're in Galus, we don't see it. The Malachim always see it. So Malachim say it out loud. But on Yom Kippur, we could also say it out loud.
Is that all they say? They say all the Shema. Do they say Shema at all? Or do they just say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? We know we say, right?
I don't know if they say the whole Shema.
What do Malachim have to go for?
Right, I don't think they're saying more than the whole
Shema.
Right.
Is it compromise?
We could travel around and pick a new people.
What?
Because if you don't say it at all, maybe you're not
yotzer. Right, it's a shekel suffix. That's what I'm saying. It's not a suffix by us. It's a chazal. Gemara says it. Okay, now after you say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, so then we start.
On that book of shame, how do we come to say it aloud on Yom Kippur?
That's what I'm saying. Because Malachim say it out loud on Yom Kippur. Always, on Yom Kippur we're like Malachim. Why? Because we don't eat and we're wearing white. So we're on the level of Malachim. So therefore we could say Baruch Shem out loud. So that was the way my wife got the kids to go to sleep on Yom Kippur. She's like, go to sleep now, you can say Baruch Shem out loud. You know, they're all okay, they get into bed like say Shema so quickly so they can say it. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So right after this is the last bracha before Shemoneh Esrei, between Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. This is the bracha called, we spoke about this on Monday, on the Shir. It's the bracha of Gal Yisrael, it's the bracha of Geula. Okay, but it also talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So when you want to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Zechias Yitzias Mitzrayim, you want to say this whole Emes V'Yatzev bracha, because it goes all the way through and it tells you all about Yitzias Mitzrayim and about the Shira that they sang at Yitzias Mitzrayim and everything like that. And it's interesting to note that there's a connection between that and Shema, because we say Shira Chadasha, Shibchu Geulim L'Shimcha Asfas Hayam. It means the Klai Yisrael sang a new Shira, and we quote a pasuk from the Shira. Now, which pasuk should we quote? I think we should quote the first pasuk. Az Yashem Moishem Nei Yisrael, Ashir L'Hashem Ki Ga'oga Sus V'Achara. But we say which pasuk did they say? Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Void, which is the last pasuk. So we skip everything, and we say, what did they say in the Niyam? They said, Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Vo'ed. So it's pretty interesting that that's what we say that they said. But the idea is that we're going back to this. We're going back to Shema. We're saying, just like Hashem, we're mekabel your malchus, they also mekabel your malchus at the Yom Sof. Okay? And then it says, Tzur Yisrael, we ask for the Geula, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gaal Yisrael. Now here, there's a halacha, which the halacha says you're supposed to be Soymech Geula L'Tfila. It means you have to make the Baruch of Gaal Yisrael right next to the beginning of Shemini Esrei without any stops at all. Why is it that way? So there's two pshatim. The Rashi says it's like a mashal. Rashi says that the mashal is you've been knocking at the door to a rich man. Imagine you're a poor man and you're knocking on the door of the rich man to get some money. And you're knocking, and you're figuring out your whole strategy. How am I going to get in? What am I going to say to him when he comes? And you have your whole strategy worked out. You keep on knocking. And then finally you hear him coming. And he's about to get to the door. And as he's opening the door, you run away. So he's not even. So what was the point of your whole strategy if you're going to run away when he opens the door? So the idea is that everything you're saying till now is to build up to Shemini Esrei. You're being Meshabeach Hashem, the Pesukei Dezimra. You're saying Shema, Kabbal Sol Machu Shemaim. I'm accepting upon yourself everything. And now comes the big moment. You can ask for, you're about to ask. And then you start talking in between. So Rashi says that you're botching up the whole thing. Then you come back. The guy's like, sorry, I came when I... Kisharatzisi l'aratzisa, kisharatzisa l'aratzisa. When I was available, you ran away. Now you want me to be available when you come? Forget it. Yeah. Exactly. So therefore, you're not supposed to be mafsik right there. Okay?
So that's the whole idea of why you don't finish off the bracha.
Because people don't say amen.
But inevitably, there's always somebody in the audience, the minion, that always happens to say Yisrael out loud. Always.
Right. So this is a big shahu. The chazan, you mean?
No. The chazan always ends off quiet.
Right.
All right? But for some reason, there's always a guy that always says Yisrael
out loud. And
he wants to remind the people that so.
Well, in general, I don't know. If you hear some guy making a bracha, you wonder if you should say amen. Lemaisa. What's?
Because you can't. I mean, there shouldn't be any hefsek.
No hefsek, right?
Why is amen a hefsek?
Well, so it's a big shaila if it is or not. That's why we just do it quietly. If it would be a hefsek, you just wouldn't say it.
Right.
But since it's a suffix, so we keep it like in between. Okay, so we'll see about Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, the Indian of Geula L'Tefillah and Ma'ariv is not as strong. So, well, wait, if you're out loud.
Never finish your
job. Yeah. I'm just saying, whenever there's a bracha that the chazan, what if your neighbor saying
it? Yeah, only if you're in a place that you're allowed to say Amen. But if you're in a place that you could say Amen, you could say Amen to anyone's bracha. If you're in the middle of the Birkas Krishna, you can't necessarily say Amen.
I'm saying, you say Amen to the... You're with him at the same time, but your friend also says it, and you're there.
I think you could say amen also.
But should you? People don't do it.
People don't do it because you're not listening to the other guy necessarily. But now. The Rabbeinu Yonah says a different pshat. Why the Indian of Geula L'Tefillah? What's the Indian of making Gaal Yisrael next to Shemini Esrei? So he says the whole idea is that after you realize everything that Hashem does for you, the reaction has to be right away, I'm going to serve Hashem better. You can't just, take in all the toiva that Hashem does for you and then not appreciate and respond with avoida. Right away. You have to respond that you're going to be a better yid. If you see that Hashem does something, you got to respond that you got to be a better yid. So if it says Rabbeinu Yonah, the whole Shemini Esrei, the whole time till now, the whole Birkas Kriyashma, the whole Pesukei Dezimra, we're talking about how much Hashem does for us. And then we're talking about Gaal Yisrael. You're talking about everything that the Geula and Hashem did, all the Nisim Yitzias Mitzrayim and all that stuff. So then, what are you going to talk about the weather? You can't do that. The response has to be, if Hashem, you did all that stuff for me, I'm going to go ahead and be a better Jew. So I'm going to do avoda, Hashem. Avoda, Hashem is tefillah. So the tefillah, it's a different pshat. That's the idea of putting together geula together with tefillah. Now, the Gemara even asks Akasha on this. The Gemara asks that, l'chayr, you shouldn't even say, Hashem s'vasai tiftach, ufi agiti l'asecha. Because Hashem s'vasai tiftach is not even part of Shemini Esrei. So the Gemara is Kasha. So the Gemara says, it's tefillah arichta, it's part of Shemoneh Esrei, because like we spoke at one time, is that really, if you could encompass the entire tefillah into the pasuk Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, it's really, I think I mentioned it here, I don't know if I did or not, but I'll say it again anyway, because it's a nice vart. Okay. Excuse me. That shot is like this. A person knows, okay, let's say we have a munah that really we can't accomplish in business or whatever, let's just say business, but it's really any endeavor, raising our kids, anything really, we have to have siyat d'shmaya. We can't accomplish on our own. So what do you do? But you gotta do a shtadlus. So let's say we have that bitachon that really it's not up to us, we can't do it ourselves. We just have to do the shtadlus. But the result is beyond our beyond what we can do. Right? But really, if you think about it, it's more than that. You can't even do the shtadlus by yourself. Because who says you're going to wake up that morning and even get to work? Forget the fact, right? Let's say you're having a meeting with the guy. You're having a big meeting with a person. Now you know, I have bitachon, that the result is up to Hashem. Now why do you say that? Because it's not up to you. So you may as well say it's up to Hashem. But the point is, I don't know. I can't control the result of that meeting. So many other factors. Is he going to like it? Is he not going to like it? Is he going to go for the deal? Is he not going to go for the deal? I'd be talking that whatever's supposed to meant to me is meant to be. But what I do think is that I can control everything I say. I can control the whole presentation. I can control getting the meeting. I can control everything. Who said? You have to have bitachon even that you could do the right hishtadlus. Right? Who says I can even do the right hishtadlus? Fine. So then you have bitachon that you do the shtadlus. So then, and who's going to give you the idea that this guy is the right guy? And who's going to give you the right idea of what to say at the right time? Right? Atachon in ladum das. You have to make sure you have the right das to come with the right idea at the right time and present it to the way that he's going to want to do it. So you say, fine. So the result is not in my hands. The shtadlus is not in my hands. So what should I do? I should daven at least. So all I can really do is daven. If I daven, then I can daven Hashem, give me das, that I should do the right hishtadlus, and then the result should come. So first I daven for atachon el adam das, and then I daven baruch aleinu, that the parnasa should go, everything should be fine. But then we come and say, 1 minute, you think you could daven? You can't even daven without davening to be helped to daven. Before you start Shemoneh Esrei, you say, Hashem sfasai tiftach, ufi agit tazach. I can't even daven without Hashem helping me daven. Means that even if I have rotten to daven, I need help from Hashem to help me daven. Meaning, because...
Infinite regression.
He's going. No. So, akol shemayim, chutz mi shemayim. The bechira to go daven, that I have. I have the bechira to go daven. So I can tell Hashem, I want to daven, please help me daven properly. And then if I daven properly, you give me das. If I give you das, then I'll have a good meeting. If you give me a meeting, maybe I'll get the good result. But the only thing that really we can do is our hishtadlus is really that we have to go daven. That's our bechira. So that's why, really, I think that the most, and not the most important, but at least practically speaking for us on our level, a person should really work on the kavana of this pasuk. Hashem sfasai tiftach ufi agit yalzecha. Because if you come to daven and you say, Hashem sfasai tiftach, I know that I can't, oh, it's 9 o'clock already. So we'll finish with that. I know that I can't daven unless you help me. So then that's already a beautiful akdama to the rest of Shemoneh Esrei.
Now you're back to the original Shaila with the Shemoneh Esrei, that if you do forget, that if you're forgetting the St. Palamata or Yalla Vyava or something, but that is your intention, that you're doing your shtadlis.
You're doing your shtadlis.